good morning, Mark. I'm sure you've heard the old expression, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
The Country Music Association sticking with a winning formula for the CMA Awards. They announced yesterday Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley will return to host the awards for the sixth year in a row. They'll be November 6th, and nominees are going to be announced next month.
Right on.
Now, that there's actually a record to break, and it's Vince Gill's. I think he's hosted it 11 or 12 times. I know.
Carrie's going to be busy with the moving to New York for a while.
I don't know how she's going to fit everything in.
Wow, crazy.
Busy lady.
Yep.
And we're talking about the CMAs. Let's just add another C and talk about the CCMAs. I hear we've got some new performers.
Yes, coming up September 8th out in Edmonton, and the CCMAs have added Autumn Hill, Gord Bamford, Dean Brody, and Hunter Hayes. The band Perry's already going to be there, and Darius Rucker, too, so it's going to be quite a show.
I love Hunter Hayes. I just want to say that. I love his music, and I think he's a sweetie pie. Just saying. Well, they've had two of the biggest hits this summer, and Miley Cyrus and Robin Thicke will now perform their songs live at the MTV Video Music Awards later on this month. And it might just be a coincidence, definitely something I've been hearing all summer. The show's now going to have a new award show this year, Best Song of the Summer. Mm. I think every summer people kind of choose with whatever genre, whether it's pop or country, kind of their songs of the summer. So I was thinking maybe this morning we'll do a little Facebook poll.
Good idea.
See what the country music songs of the summer are. Mm-hmm. See what people are jamming out to this summer. Mostly rumors at this point, but all rumors have to start somewhere. We only have about a month to go before the premiere of Dancing with the Stars season 17. Now, there have been rumors here and there citing possibilities like John Gosselin, a Glee star, Paula Deen, although Paula Deen's people have said that's just not the format for her and she won't be doing it. But now a new hottie has been thrown into the mix, Mr. John Stamos, Mr. John Stamos himself. And I'm sure most ladies would not mind seeing John Stamos dance around a stage anytime. Miranda Lambert says she and Blake Shelton are moving closer to a joint tour. She's got one thing, though, that she has to make sure of before they can ever do that.
What's that?
She wants to make sure they can live up to Tim and Faith.
Mm-hmm.
They want to live up to Faith Hill and Tim McGraw's Soul to Soul tour before they take that step. So
right on.
That's cool. They want to make sure it's going to be worth it. Pretty cool. Mama June recently stripped her 13-year-old daughter, Pumpkin. Not sure about the names on this Honey Boo Boo show, but she recently stripped Pumpkin of her internet privileges after Pumpkin was caught cyberbullying two of her classmates. Mama June told TMZ that she had her daughter apologize. She says, "My family takes bullying very seriously. I do not tolerate it. And as a mom, I jumped in and reached out to their parent and we took action." I think that's actually pretty cool. And original Grey's Anatomy cast member Sandra Oh announced yesterday she's leaving the ABC hit medical drama after this upcoming 10th season, and she's actually an Ottawa girl. That's entertainment.